Yeah.
Going back to me, this passion, this enchantment, this passion, the release until then, like, as I believe once you're on this path, you're starting to see the way things are. And through this path, the more we see the way things are, and until then, until this passion, are there any practical pointers how to not go to the extreme of aversion or even to the craving of unbecoming?
Suffering. Suffering is always the indicator. As soon as you start seeing the mind, those Four Noble Truths are so important to see, because sometimes we can feel that we're right, but we're miserable. And that's not the point of the practice. It's not the point of the Dhamma. You know, you're just trying too hard to do the right thing, making ourselves miserable, not peaceful. Learning how to read the mind. That makes sense?
More practical than that.
Well, you don't suffer. You don't
you don't want to suffer?
Yeah.
Maybe you might know. You might be so used to the suffering that you actually don't know it's actually suffering.
Well, that's where most people exist.
If you don't know.
Yeah, but I mean that's why we are here.
Right.
And that sense of everybody that's sitting here is here because they're already sort of have a motivation and a dissatisfaction with that sense of dis-ease, discontent, dissatisfaction. It's not that we're not necessarily miserable suffering, but it's that sense of dukkha, you know, not quite in balance, not quite steady.
This is like asking ourselves that question. Am I content? Am I peaceful? Am I perfectly happy?
Yeah, I can remember Ajahn Chah prodding me one time and said, you know, because he says, is it suffering? I said, well, no. Well, felt good at the time. But then I reflect, you know, down the line later, wow, that was really suffering. Mm-hmm. So it's just, that was...